The sounds of the following spelling alphabet words transmit well, even in poor communication conditions. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
Welcome to Alpha Bravo Charlie, the only podcast that, if you don't like going to church on Sundays, this counts. My name is Jason. That's Kevin. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Really hoping I don't get a lot of hate mail from that last episode, but I'm not going to think about it, Jason. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to read the comments.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? What's going on? What's the life like? Do you ever... So you're from Ohio.
I am from, yes, that's right.
When I hear about Ohio, to me, Ohio is a far and distant land. Really, the only thing I know about Ohio, I think we talked about this before, is everything I learned from the Drew Carey Show theme song about the city of Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah. And I recently rewatched that video, the intro, and his glasses break, and then he's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm like, oh, he should go steal Buddy Holly's glasses. And that's exactly what he does. Which is wonderful.
His glasses break during the
intro to, yeah, at least the extended one. I watched one, it was like 2 minutes long. I'm sure they weren't using the 2 minute one in every episode. Of course, Drew Carey, they had a lot of plot to get to. They didn't have time for a 2 minute theme song every episode. But yeah, if you watch the extended intro, which is delightful.
You know, I don't remember any like plots about the show, but I remember liking the show a lot. I think I watched it when they ended up opening a brewery or something and selling beer. It was Buzz Beer is coffee beer.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Where do you watch that at? Is that like on Hulu or something? Because I would love to see some Drew Carey Show.
I just watched the intro off YouTube. I don't know where.
You searched it out.
Yeah, yeah, I searched it out because I was thinking about. I was trying to learn more about Ohio so I could better understand you. And that's a weird thing too, is there's a whole like generation of TV that's just kind of lost that you can't really stream. Some of it you can stream, but there's a lot of shows from like the 90s that if they're not currently up on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu in the US, they're just kind of impossible to watch. Like I can't find King of the Hill up here. I really,
really?
Want to rewatch
it's
King of the Hill.
It's on several services down here.
Yeah, the U.S. needs to export some King of the Hill to Canada. Okay, I'm sure we were sending you guys some water and oil and stuff. Send us up some King of the Hill. But anyways, my original point was, do you ever mix up Iowa and Ohio? Because it's almost the same name, too.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever been asked a more ridiculous question, and I don't know if you're how serious you're being right now.
I'm a little serious because when we first started talking, and like, I was like, "Oh, that Jason lives in a place where there's a Slipknot record named after it, because there's a Slipknot record
called Iowa."
Yeah. And then it occurred to me, and I never said that to you. It was just, I don't know, one of those thoughts you have in your head. And then it occurred to me after a while, like, I don't know, a week later, like, oh wait, that's Iowa. Jason lives in Ohio. I guess these are two different places. I knew both the names, but I would have if you put it like
you thought it was a dialect thing, like how some an accent thing.
Iowa, like right, like so. If you'd put a gun to my head and be like, name all 50 states, I definitely would have forgot like Arkansas and some of the places like that. New Mexico, like you never hear anything about New Mexico from my perspective.
Except
up here.
For you know, the Roswell crash in 1947.
Okay, yeah, that's so yeah, that's one that thing. One. But again, that was 70 years ago. New Mexico, get something new. That's all I'm saying. Just you know, have another alien crash.
Breaking Bad was in New Mexico.
I've never watched Breaking Bad.
It's
on my
list.
Breaking
Bad? How?
It's on my list.
Oh my God! Is it a list of things you're never going to get? I have a list, and whenever I put something on a list that somebody tells me, and it's a physical list. It's actually in my iPhone. You know the Reminders app.
Smart.
So it's a list on the Reminders app of shows that I am told that I would like to watch, but it might as well just be the thing of shows I'm never going to get to in my life because I don't have enough time to really take in a lot of TV, but I do like the noise of TV in the background. So, but when I always just put something like King of the Hill or The Office on for my background noise if I'm not listening to music or a podcast or something. You know, like when I'm sitting here drawing, that's typically what I do. I just listen to a show in the background. But, I forget where I was going with that. But, sorry, I forgot.
I'm sorry, I can't remember. I didn't know where you're going with that either. Otherwise, it wouldn't help you.
I was going somewhere with it, but I forgot where I'm going.
It sounded. I was listening to every word. It sounded riveting. Breaking Bad and how you keep a list.
Shows you're watching. I'm never gonna get to all those shows. Like it's not gonna happen. I don't even know why I bother keeping the list because there. 97% of what's on that list I'm never going to get to. And the 3% that I am going to get to is just because I'm going to make a point of it. It's going to become a chore, and I'm not really going to enjoy starting it up and everything. So
The wife and I always have a series on the go, and the worst thing is when we're in between series and we don't know what to watch. So right now we are very near into Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I think I was saying that a few weeks ago. There's a lot like that's back when TV was like 25 episodes a season. Yeah,
that's crazy.
And they're long; they're all like 45 minutes long. Not like today where like seasons of episodes or seasons of TV are like 6 or 8 or 10 episodes. But I will get to Breaking Bad. That I will do it one day. Maybe after Better Call Saul is finished, and then I can watch both back to back. But yeah, so I don't know much about New Mexico. Don't know much about Albuquerque. That's a city. Arkansas. Arkansas is the one I don't know much about. And I guess I know a lot about Ohio from the Drew Carey Show theme song and Knowing You.
That's everything
Iowa,
about Ohio.
Two most notable things, Drew Carey and Jason. And then Iowa, though, to me, just always, it's a four-letter word, starts with a vowel, ends with a vowel, just like Ohio. I guess Ohio has a Neil Young song written about it, though not in a positive context. And Iowa doesn't have that, but does have the Slipknot record. It's a lot of similarities there, Jason. It's very complicated. You guys got 50 states. Canada has 10 provinces and 3 territories. You guys got to join some of these states up and make it easier for me
to
keep track of.
Perfection
what's going on.
Is complicated, and America is exceptional, you know? So. It's got to be complicated. You can't have perfection without complications, my friend.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. There's nothing wrong in America. That's undisputable.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Kev, what song are we listening to in this episode?
Jason, today we are... Actually, I don't know this for certain. Let me look at the list. Today we are finishing the Wilco book. Something that seemed like a great idea before episode 1 to include, and I'm glad we included it for comprehensive sake. This is a song I've been looking forward to covering. Now, here's the thing, though, Jason. The Wilco book is very unfairly not available on streaming services. So, if you want to listen to the Wilco book, you can't unless you have the CD, which I don't even know if I have anything that plays a CD anymore. Like, I have 2 MacBooks in front of me right now, my new one and my old one. Neither of them have a CD player in it. I guess in my car, I could probably listen to the Wilco book on CD, but you have to listen to it on MP3s, which at this point, even that's an inconvenience. So I don't listen to the Wilco book as much as I wish I could. So this whole time I've been like, yeah, I can't wait to do What Good Am I? I can't wait to do What Good Am I? And when we did This Is New, I was like, oh yeah, this is great. In my head, I got this other song that sort of sounds like This Is New coming up that I'm excited to do. And then when we for prep, I finally listened to What Good Am I, which I thought was my favorite song of the Wilco book. And no, my favorite song of the Wilco book is This Is New. That's the song that to me is like the height of the Wilco book. What Good Am I is fine, but it's a very short, low-key, lo-fi song. But it's not I got mixed up and confused, and it happens every once in a while. I'm only human, I'm not perfect. So in my head it was the song for This Is New, but I'm getting bad with song titles in my old age. Are you finding this, Jason, where you mix them up or you forget them or you never learn them?
You know, since the digital age came around, I find that on albums that I even really love, I have a hard time remembering the I'll know I like song number 4, but I won't know what it's like called so well. But yeah. Like back in the day when you had CDs and you would take the booklet out and like you'd read along with it while you're listening to the album, you know, you would learn the songs and stuff, but now I know, I just know to go to like track four or however many taps I have to do in my car or my earbuds just to get to that song.
Yeah. And to me, it was back in the MP3 era. I'd have this, I had this, program. Maybe you guys had it down south too, called Winamp.
Winamp. Hell yeah.
Had Winamp. And it actually whipped the llama's ass. I believe it's something it often did. I had all my MP3s organized. So I'd go in and actually physically, I didn't do playlists or anything. I'd physically load the MP3 in. So I got to know song titles really well. Because if I wanted to listen to Misunderstood by Wilco, I would have to go in and find Misunderstood. So, I don't have that anymore. So long story short, I mixed up and I thought What Good Am I is my favorite song off the Wilco book, but it's actually This Is New. And What Good Am I is fine. To me, I love the broken, sound, the kind of extreme version of A Ghost Is Born that, This Is New has. And, What Good Am I is something totally different, but it's still fine. I have a little bit of background context on the song, Jason. So great. This was a song that, is Jeff on vocals, Leroy. Remember Leroy? I feel like nobody ever talks about Leroy, but he was there for Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and A Ghost Is Born. He's on guitar, and Mike's playing some laptop software with like samples and stuff like that. Though I don't know specifically what he does on this song. Maybe we'll hear. And they're in Mexico. No, Australia. They're in Perth, Australia. And they have their
they
hotel
are
rooms.
In Perth?
When they're recording the song, okay. Yes. This song is recorded in Australia. They have hotel rooms next to each other. Jeff says, hey, why don't you guys come over? We'll record an album. So this is part of that album, which what? I want to hear the rest of this record. This sounds wonderful. So Jeff invited us into his room. So this is Michael. Jeff invited us into his room to record an album. So we got some wine and beer and headed over. I was messing around on my computer with some fancy-ish sample playback thingy. Leroy was playing acoustic guitar and Jeff sang and drummed rhythmically opening and closing a sliding glass door. I'm afraid What Good Am I doesn't feature the threshold riding stylings of Jay Tweedy, but it certainly reminds me of that evening. So there are songs from this unreleased three-piece Wilco album of Jeff doing percussion by sliding the glass door to the balcony open and closed. But this song, unfortunately, does not feature that percussion. But yeah, it's kind of a quiet lo-fi. It's a song with a very strong vibe, despite, kind of probably being a fairly impromptu improvised song.
All right, if you guys want to go to abswool.com, find all the ways to support the show, most important of which being leaving a rating review on Apple Podcasts or for giving us a follow on Spotify. What good am I?
What good am I?
Surprisingly enough, this song has never been played live.
Yeah, I don't think this one would go ever very well live.
If I ever go to the Jeff Tweedy Vic shows, I'm going to request this song.
So, this was going to be a record, or were they planning on this actually being the record?
I think they recorded a full record of this, but they've never released it. It's just something they did for fun that night.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm sure Spencer and Sammy, when they're older and they have all this rights to Jeff's music, decades from now, they'll release it in the Jeff Tweedy archive collection when Jeff's not around to say no. But for now, we just have this one song. I do like the way he sings "I Need You" after "I Don't Need Anything."
That's one of the cooler things off of the Wilco book, to be honest with you.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I love I'm assuming this was probably recorded. So this is 2003, February 2003, Perth, Australia. So I'm assuming this is probably recorded on a laptop, but it's got a lot of room noise to it. So I wonder, it does sound like a cassette recording, kind of. And I do love those cassette demos from yesteryear that, you know, bands would do in the 90s, like four-track cassettes, because they had a vibe. And before, like, Bruce Springsteen's Nevada, Iron and Wine's first record, The Creek Drank the Cradle. There's a ton of Weezer demos. Some of the best Weezer stuff is
the Kitchen
Rivers
Tapes
Cuomo's
or whatever they're called.
The Kitchen Tapes and the Rivers Cuomo Alone records. And there's just something, a vibe with lo-fi recordings like that, that I really like, and it works well on kind of a lonely, you know, self-questioning song like that. That, you know, if you recorded that song in a studio with a, you know, huge budget, it wouldn't be as impactful as, you know, a guy in a hotel room, you know, far away from his family, recording that on a laptop or a four-track cassette recorder, or cassette or deck or something, whatever you record it on. Like, it's just that setting makes the song impactful.
Yeah. All right, everybody. If you want to go to abcwilco.com, find all the ways to support the show, rating and reviewing, following on Spotify, all that good stuff. Please do so. Find Kevin on Instagram at Kevin Vinyl. You can find me on Instagram at Hess is Best, and all my information is up in the bio of that. On the next episode, we're going to be covering What Light Off of Sky Blue Sky. Until then, every little thing is going to tear you apart.